This is CliffCentral.com.
I think possibly one of the biggest songs out in the continent at the moment. This is Wizkid. This time around, hanging out with Sucker D. I kicked off the show with a brand new one from French Montana featuring Chris Brown, who seems to be killing everything. A brand new song called Moses. Welcome to it. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central. Hanging out with my boy, Junior, as always, who looks sick to death today. You look like your name is on Ashley Madison's list. What's going on, dude? Why are you worried?
Nothing's worrying me. I'm just super tired, guy.
Okay.
It was really
why? What happened last night?
Crazy day. No, I just came back from rehearsals around about 10. And then, I had that, I had to just go to Limpopo.
So you drove to Limpopo? Oh, jeez. No, I understand.
It was a hectic day today.
Okay, look, we're going to make it better, right?
Yeah. Let's do this, man.
All right, the show is going to be explosive. Joining me shortly, I've got the legendary Harrison Crump. Just on the other side of the song. I'm sure you recognize the song. We're coming back. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yep, I warned you. You recognize the song. It's called So Amazing. And in the studio right now, joining me, and here I was thinking that he's coming all the way from Chicago. He's been here all this while. This man is royalty when it comes to this type of music. His name is Harrison Crump. He's filled up dance floors throughout the world. And we're lucky enough to actually have him with us in the studio. He's not alone. He'll tell us who he's with. But let's just welcome Harrison Crump. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Man, what's up, man? It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
big pleasure, you know, and it's always an opportunity to come and, you know, and speak, you know, to you guys, you know.
I was actually blown away. Like, I was talking to you outside casually, and you just mentioned, like, some of the popular streets here. So you've been here for a while now.
Yeah, man, I've been touring here since 2005, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, first place I played was Carfax, I believe, a while back.
Yeah.
And just been gigging, man, and just actually learning my way around here and there, you know. Not everywhere, but
yeah,
just some places.
Have you been to strip clubs?
Yeah, I've been there.
Of course you have.
Just once.
Is your name on Ashley Madison? Okay, now let's talk about your collaboration with WHP.
Yeah.
That was super dope. How did that happen?
Well, we always talked about doing something, you know, and we always end up doing gigs together. And so he was like, man, you know what, let's just do something. So we just jumped in the studio and just started messing around, you know, and we did the song in three hours.
Yeah.
We did the track, and then next thing you know, we settled it for like 7 months, 8 months, and then we decided just to release it. But it was a cool collab, you know. It was just something like two cats coming together, you know, who loves the music. It's good when you collab with somebody who loves the music, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what comes out to making a good product.
Nice one. Now, I think one of the biggest, according to me, the biggest song I've heard from you in terms of the response that I've seen had to be No No No. When you did the song, do you have any idea of the impact it would have?
Not really. You know, I've done songs in the studio. Maybe I've worked on a song 3 months and think that it could be the biggest song.
Yeah.
And it won't be. And then you work on a song for 4 days and it could be the biggest song. So you never know, you know. Sometimes you make songs that's personal for yourself, you know. And sometimes you never know. To be honest, you never know.
And then what has been the biggest song of your career?
I think the biggest song could have been maybe Ride, the one AKA sampled.
Yeah.
Stump Your Feet, which was my first hit here.
Yeah.
So, and some stuff I had out in Europe because I was producing 10 years before my song started actually coming out in South Africa.
You were telling me about the house scene in Chicago.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Man, that's a long, how long you got?
Wow, that big, huh?
That's a long.
So a typical night out at a club.
Yeah.
What would I hear? What would the vibe be like?
I mean, you got to understand that I grew up with house as a youngster. I mean, yeah. Like 13, 14 years old when it first started, you know. And I remember my mother wouldn't let me go out in the neighborhood because it was a bad neighborhood. But I used to tell her, hey, I just want to go party. So I used to throw these parties called house parties. And used to go in the basement and used to play a lot of dance music tracks and stuff. Marshall Jefferson, you know, Steve Hurley, you know, nice. Stuff like that, you know. Just different cats, Little Lewis and stuff, sounds that remind you of what's actually being played now, but the tempo was a little bit more slower.
Yeah.
So that's what got me into house music, you know, and Chicago was just so strong. They used to press these records up and stuff, these wax records, and go out and play and DJ. So I come from that era. So it's like, even though I love hip-hop as well, hip-hop was growing too, Ron DMC at the time and all that stuff, LL Cool J. But at the time, house had its own culture, you know.
Yeah.
And it was more of just a straight, it could come a little bit from disco, but it had its own culture. So I fell into that whole house thing of Chicago.
Yeah. Now, something I've always wanted to know, for somebody like you, you do house music, you do vocals as well.
Yeah.
I've seen in most instances where a song comes on, I love the beat.
Yeah.
And then when the vocals come on, it's like, it's not such a good marriage.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that the synergy is right, the marriage between the vocals and the beat is does not do a disservice, or the vocals do not do a disservice to the beat?
Well, to be honest, I think songwriting ability is a little bit more rare than it is someone producing, because you can sing a song without music and like it.
Yeah.
You can hear music and like it as well, but it's a different thing that songwriting do. And you got a lot of producers they just make beats every day, but when it comes down to songwriting, that's a whole nother genre of talent, to what I believe, because I think that's what actually kept me in this career, is my songwriting ability. Because if you don't have that and you're just producing, then you gotta get other people to write your songs for you, you know?
When do you most write well?
Yeah.
In terms of time of day, is it at night? Is it during the day?
I believe my writing comes like around 2-3 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
You get up and, you know, you're taking care of business and phone calls and emails, and the next thing you know, you hit the studio and you listen to the record, and then for me, 2-3. I'm not a nighttime producer, I'm a daytime producer.
Which is strange, because a lot of guys
yeah, I know.
Prefer to work at night.
Yeah, I prefer to work like 8 a.m. I'm up, you know, energized.
All right, if you just join us, we're hanging out with Harrison Crump, and we just played So Amazing. We're gonna have some music from him, and of course, as it is customary, we'll get into some freestyling as well, and we'll also talk to Tropica brand manager, there's an event that's coming, and where Harrison Crump is scheduled to perform.
Yes.
So we're actually looking forward to details on that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Ladies love. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yep, the super talented Harrison Crump is with us in the studio as we speak, and Junior's blown away.
Yeah,
you had no idea.
Wow,
we're sitting next to, you know, magnificence, right here in the studio, man. This is no. I'm sure women are losing it wherever they are. They're listening because they love the song. I know. Yeah. Why do you think women love the song?
I mean, it was. I think it's across the board, because I wrote about a guy this time. It's always the girl hurting, you know. I mean, sometimes, but it's like,
we hurt the most, don't we?
Yeah, it's like we get cheated on too, you know.
Hey, that happens, listen, you know? We hurt the most. We just don't look like it, so but we hurt the most.
And that,
so you know. All right, now we're quickly talking about the Val Beach Party.
Yeah,
I think the time is right. Summer is around the corner.
Yeah,
and in the studio, Tropica brand manager, Mr. Sontundu. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Ah, thank you very much, man, O'Neill.
First of all, where did you find this man?
We had to like search very, very hard to find him.
Okay.
I'm actually more glad that we found him more than anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's amazing as a producer, as an artist, and as a performer. So I imagine this is going to be quite a treat. Quickly tell me about the Valdish Party.
Yeah, so O'Neill, we've been doing this for the last 6 years. Tropica has been involved with the Val Beach Party as a title sponsor. So it being its 6th year now, we couldn't be more proud as Tropica. So what's happening is on the 5th of September at Dixon's Park, that's where it's all going down in Vereeniging.
All right, now tell me about the lineup in terms of activities. What will be happening there?
Yeah, so I mean, Tropica, there's nothing smoother than that. So just to on the lineup, we chose the 40 of South Africa's smoothest acts. Yeah. And that's like guys like Harrison Crumpier.
Yeah.
Black Coffee will be there. Black Motion, KO, Shimza, Ricky Rick, and many more. So as a brand, it's all about keeping it smooth.
Yeah.
And Tropica couldn't be more excited just to be a part of that.
Is this just one event where we're going to see these artists performing?
So Tropica will be sponsoring just the music concerts.
Okay.
However, the Val Beach Party, it's more like a carnival event. So it's a calendar event. I mean, the event's happening almost every weekend. Yeah.
And I hear Black Coffee's got something new that he's been working on a brand new album.
Hopefully we'll get to hear that as well at the event.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, your relationship with Tropica, is this the first time you're working together, Harrison?
I think so, yeah. I think so. I believe so.
Now, I mean, we're going into summer. What can people expect from... I hate this question.
Yeah.
But I have to.
Yeah.
What can people expect from you as a performer and somebody who, you know, you've been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you haven't performed in a while.
Who, me?
Have you?
Yeah, I've been
locally,
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Okay, so what can we expect at the Val Beach Party this time around?
Well, you know, sometimes I DJ, sometimes I do a DJ set, but sometimes I give people the hits, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think as a performer, it's best to give the people a live thing. So basically, I'm going to be giving a live performance.
Okay.
I'm
going
to do all my songs, Runaway Dreamer, Need Your Love, Ride, No, 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 So Amazing, Stump Your Feet. So I'm going to do them songs live with a live drummer, live bass player, live keyboardist. So, you know, I'm going to give everything I got for this party.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, we're about to challenge you, sir.
Okay, here we go.
The show is beginning. The show is finally beginning. So this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
Junior here on keys will play a melody.
Uh-oh.
Your job, I'm going to throw a word at you. Your job is to turn it into a nice melody and create a hook of some kind.
Okay.
Whether you want to do an entire 5-minute song is entirely up to you.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a word and you have to turn that into a song.
No problem.
But we have to agree, you have to be happy with what Junior has played. Junior, that's a bit morbid. Can you just... Anyway, it's not for me to decide. It's for him.
Okay. Something else? Something else? Give me another key, different key. Try a different key for me. Okay, I can try something else.
You can try something. Okay, fine. The word is Tropica.
Oh, brother.
Well, you can drink Tropica. You can make it feel good to you. It's the best thing you ever had. When you drink it down your throat, yeah, it's tropical, yeah. And it feels so good. And I know you would, yeah, it's tropical.
How was that?
Oh yeah, well, very nice practice. Nice practice. We're gonna get into it shortly. There's one more challenge I still have for you, sir.
Yeah.
So do not go anywhere. Joining us shortly is from the Vuzu Hustle. a reality show that's ongoing at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got some of the guys who have been kicked out of the show.
Yeah.
They are here with us, and they will also be joining us for a freestyle or two. So this is what's coming up on the show. Don't move.
Lady love. Oh, yeah, baby.
I think this particular song came out at a time when house music was at its highest peak in Southern Africa in particular. This is Harrison Crump, I Need Your Love, and we're hanging out with him in the studio.
Yeah.
All the way from Chicago, and we have the blessing of chilling with the man in the studio. Now, your last challenge, sir, before I let you go, we're going to appeal to your softer side.
Okay.
So, Junior is going to tone it down a bit, give us something sexy, something mellow, and
soft and mellow, huh?
Yeah, for the ladies.
Yeah, so good.
For the ladies, this is a taste of what's to come, even at the Val Beach party. Now, let's imagine Harrison Crump is in the studio, there's a melody that's playing, and he begins a song, and he's talking to a woman. Let's call the song Her Eyes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Your eyes make me scream all night long, and the sparkle from the color makes me feel so good to me. Yeah. How was that? I'm trying to get the same key in, man. This key is killing me.
The key is killing you.
Hey,
okay, what key do you want? We're gonna switch it up. Let's switch up the key, Junior. Junior, do you understand who we have in the studio? We have to listen, milk this man for all it's worth.
You're comfortable.
Let me see here.
Should I go down again?
Go back up. Go, come up. Come on up. Yeah, let's go. Something like, you know your eyes. Keep going. Look so good to me, and every time you surprise me, lady. So don't you feel so discouraged, 'cause all I need is a little love and compassion to me. How's that?
Amazing.
Okay.
Amazing. Harrison Crump, ladies and gentlemen. So, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, basically, doing the Val Beach. I'm actually going to be in Nelspruit this weekend, actually, at the Grass Cup. It's
okay.
A huge event, a motorcycle event, bikers event.
Oh, so you're biking there?
I don't bike, but you know.
Okay.
I like bikes, but I don't bike, you know.
So what do you do? Just watch them from a distance?
Yeah, I'm just going to be watching, you know, seeing the bikers go through, the ladies on the bikes, you know, something
okay,
like that.
Okay. I see you. Yeah. Okay, so other than that, we obviously can look forward to your performance at the Val Beach party.
Yeah, check it out, man. It's going to be dope, man. I'm going to do my thing, you know. Our set, live set, do all my hits, I may jump on the decks depending on the time, and you know. So I think that, you know, this particular party, I can feel a vibe of it, you know. Sometimes you can't feel a vibe of a party, and sometimes you can, you know. You just go in there and just give it your all. Even though you don't feel it, you still go in there and do your all, you know. Just be
nice. Now, briefly, you talked about brand new music you've been working on.
Yeah.
You're looking at releasing an album. Are you going to release it here in the U.S.? What's the story?
Well, I'm going to release one here in October.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to release one for Europe because, you know, I started off in Europe years ago.
Yeah.
Like my first record was, I was a kid, like 92 was my first record. And I was a kid then, you know, making songs.
These guys weren't born.
Yeah, so
that's why they shout like.
Yeah, I was like 15 somewhere, like making tracks when computers weren't even around to even like record your stuff. I was straight analog at the time. But I got a new album coming out in October, and I gave you guys my first single.
Yes,
actually,
that's coming up.
Never been heard before.
Yes, Can't Get Enough is coming up. It's an exclusive from this man, and it's from the upcoming album. Do you have a title for the album yet?
No title, not even a title yet. You know,
okay.
That's how fast you guys got it.
So there you have it, man. So any notable collaborations with some of the continental guys?
Definitely me and Duke's doing something on the R&B hip hop side. Me and WHP doing another track.
Okay.
I may put me and Twins on Dex. Me and the Infinite Boys going to be on the track as well. So yeah, it's a pretty cool album. People, you know, I work with, you know.
Yeah.
So I like,
yeah.
I love the music. I like to work with people who love the music, you know.
Nice one,
yeah,
man. Listen, you're a swell guy. Please come back here when your next single is ready.
No problem.
Thank you,
man.
Very much for giving us this exclusive.
No problem.
It's coming up shortly, and on the other side of that, we're joined from the Vuzu Hustle, an ongoing reality show which showcases upcoming talent in the form of rappers. In the studio, we have the pleasure of hanging out with Jimmy Weez. We also have Mupeme. That's coming up on the show.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrums.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Yep, there you have it, man. It's an exclusive. This is Harrison Crump. Brand new. Never heard before. It's called Can't Get Enough. Sir, you're onto something here.
Thanks, man.
You are onto something. This is huge. You produced this.
Yeah.
Did you work on it alone? Anybody who helped you with anything?
I had another guy that worked with me named M-Tech.
Okay.
He worked with me on the track. And we worked on it together.
Sound is so clean, man. Looking forward. When is it officially out as a single?
I guess it's out now.
Okay, so it's out. We broke its virginity. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for coming through.
It was a pleasure. Appreciate it, man.
Coming up, we've got Mupeme and Jimmy Wiz.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
On Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Peace Central, WOC, WOC. O'Neal on Peace Central, WOC, WOC. Listen to O'Neal on Peace Central.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service.
These rappers, they're playing games. They're still doing selfies. Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, before I even talk to you, you know what to do. There's a beat playing in the background. Let's see what you're about. From Vuzu Hustle, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Jimmy Wiz and Mopeme. Okay, can you hear this beat?
All right. Mopeme started off, man.
Okay, okay.
I grew up making bambiri, the government there is a young kid. The former governor didn't believe in unfit. The main man with the super plan, rapping in 340 millimeters cause I can. The money was slow, was ankampala, but I'm a hurry, I'm dangerous, busang angpala, let's face it. Le batla kong ona, kitse karke shapa random, bar le mpatla ka kona, and rap a yedese, I'm trying to embrace it. Upizumina matoko kekire, let's face it, o domsan. Scare one defeat, cause I'm ill in this game, but batlong hong admit I'm 500 watts, bomb push aka empo, twere rekere ya jealousy, unhochela skempe. What? Word of advice, just tag along, cause our breadwinner, we don't jam to your song.
Okay, 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 okay. Next up on it is Jimmy Wiz.
Yo, what it do, work? Catch up with the king. Yo, I done waited to serve. I'm worth it and these the perks, kid. Taking a look at all of my features and who I work with. Bloomberg property earned. My monopoly term. My gear guap, boy, that's not your concern. Y'all balls too cheap, no gas price. Me about that life. These diesel cars beat up your trash hype. Ask, don't forget the itch that I have, right? Clash like titans on the field with the flash mic. Troopers that my Kim flow nice. How I been so nice? Has dub about Kimbo. I'm Jimbo Slice. Didn't know that my pen show light. Nista cutting all these dots of this Benzo, right? I'm not the cross type with straight paw. Don't cross my radar. Expensive how the boss con Cesar. My grass is Azar. And they forget the Spanish connects until my bars is stay charged. The star is made. Mwah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can tell the boys are hungry. You can tell the boys are hungry and angry. So, Vuzu Hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Let me start with you, Jimmy Wiz. When did you come out?
Yo, I think I came out when the episode ended on the 4th of August, I think.
And cut the modesty, dude. Were you angry or not?
Was I angry? No, I was confused.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't angry. I was confused because, like, okay, cut the modesty. I'm hard. I know I'm hard. So
you are. Like, you are. You're
like I should have stayed, but it was right, man. The challenge kind of threw me off with the whole memorizing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, we got to the battle round. The kid brought the fire, so it was fair though.
What's the most challenging thing about being in that house and being a part of Vuzu Hustle?
I think it's waking up, and people won't probably understand, but you go to bed after you being saved and you think, woo, the day is done. And then you wake up the next morning and it's like, ah, somebody's going home again today, you know?
Okay, okay.
So it's waking up and thinking, yo, I got to find a way to stay in today. So that's pretty hard.
Now, what has changed about you since you left that house?
Yo, a lot. I think, but business-wise, obviously, I think right now, I'm a lot, my business mentality has grown. I'm a lot smarter. The choices that I make are now, they make more sense, yeah. You know, and not only for me personally, but for me on a financial level and as a person as well, yeah. You know, yeah. So they,
but as an MC, do you have some kind of new confidence, especially now that people have seen you on a platform like that? Are you under pressure to be better as an MC?
I think I am. Look, obviously knowing that you made it firstly as a top 12, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
In the country, that means I'm good,
yeah.
You know, and I don't doubt that, and I know that every day. But obviously with coming out of the house, you've gained new fans, and now people want new work, you know. So it's all about, what do I offer people, you know? They've seen what I can do. Do they still want that, or do they want something brand new? Or there's a lot that goes through the mind.
Cool. Mopeme.
Hola, Utega.
Oshap.
Aga Manat.
All right. If you were to look into AKA's eyes right now, what would you say to him?
I'd say congratulations. And why play the song. And probably play the song as well.
Why are you congratulating AKA?
Look. I even tell a lot of people that ask me that question, some bring it in a more controversial way, but I tell them, you know,
if he regrets the decision he made,
yeah,
it's already too late, you understand? And I don't blame him. If I was in his chair, I would have made mistakes as well, you know?
Mm.
And I don't know what they're looking for,
yeah,
in an artist. So maybe the criteria was far from what I had, you know? So I don't blame anyone, and I'd still shake hands with AK and work with him as well, you know?
You know, much has been made of how you were let go. It was a bit unceremonious. This is what I picked up on social media.
True.
Did it feel the way it looked for you?
When it happened, yeah. I don't know. I didn't even know how I felt, because when I worked with Chad Umpuleleta, no, like you are actually dope, dog. And I think the judges are gonna like this one, you
yeah.
know. And when I got in, I did my thing. And with the live band, because I've worked with the live band before, you
yeah.
try to improvise on what you have. And when I tried to improvise, I think maybe I messed it up a little bit. But I keep watching the tapes, and I'm trying to even find one negative tweet
yeah.
from social media, and it's not even there. So I guess
Kulichara seemed to have some kind of liking to you. And
yeah.
when you left, he wasn't
yeah.
a part of the panel at the time.
True.
Do you think that worked to your disadvantage?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I feel like people that come in and judge the hustle are equally responsible to get good results out of who's left or who's going. So I respect Proverb as much as I respect Cooley, you know. And
yeah.
Reason was there in for AKA as well. So I respect people that were in for other people when they were not there. So equally, I think the panel was great.
Now, at some point, we saw all the female MCs being evicted. What are your feelings about the show not having, or the females not making it as far as you guys have?
Yo, man, I think the females did good, man. Obviously, it got down to a matter of what the judges wanted and skill, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So I think fairly the females did great, Joe. To have three females out of everybody, I think that was awesome.
What's happening now with you guys? Are the phone calls coming in?
Wow.
Has life changed since Boozo Hustle?
I remember I sent it was a message to the group. We have a hustle group.
Yeah.
Yeah, on WhatsApp. And I told everybody in there, I was like, what's next after the hustle? Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Because right now we've got a platform, and then what happens when it dies off, you know? So right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to put the name to the face, you
yeah.
understand? Mopeme Kema, because a lot of people just write Mopeme. They don't even know my Twitter handle or Instagram, but
yeah.
I'm trying to put the name to the face, and vice versa. So I do.
Please tell us that while you talk about the handle, just yeah. share it right now, right away, so that we can get some action on.
Edgen Namopeme.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my handle, both Instagram and Twitter. So I've worked with Tasman on my latest single.
Oh, you've got a single, new single?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called Tlatsa, and the link is available on my page as well.
Okay, music-wise, what's happening with you, Jimus?
A lot, man. Yes, the calls do come in, but mostly I think it's really just growing the brand and growing the name.
Yeah.
Yo, big things are happening. I just also got a single, actually. Shout out to Mopeme on that one as well. That Tlatsa is very nice.
Yeah,
he sent it to me. But Jimmy's got a single called titled Gwala, featuring one of the Hustle contestants, Cass.
Yeah.
That's also coming out soon. Just working on the video right now. And then, yeah, man. Twitter handle at Jimmy Wiz Music. That's where people going to find me. And yeah, no, they must.
Obviously, you guys already know the winner, right?
No, we don't.
No.
You don't, huh?
Yeah.
We don't.
Okay. Is there some kind of thing you sign that you do not disclose?
Not even. You know, it's the show is full of surprises. When you leave,
yeah.
you leave without knowing what's going to go on next. You just have to watch it on TV. So I'm looking forward to the next episode as well, because I don't know who's going, I don't know who's leaving. So
I agree, actually. Watch it every Tuesday night, 7:30, Vuzu yeah. M Channel 114. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, dope stuff. Listen, we're coming back with some hectic freestyles. That's what the show is essentially about. So
Let's go.
Basically do what we do. And when we come back, there's gonna be some fire in the studio. I promise you, man. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Okay, Gina, you wanna just throw some keys on top of this? Get those verses ready, Jen.
Let me start right now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, Jens. Draw me closer to the picture caught upon me. Superhero, eh, makazan, your lover dons me. These are the tanda that you've always meant to show me. That Bowie Motuako that you planted me has grown me. My haters are feeling me, no one could ever doubt that. You claim to walk the flow, my gesso is all about that, yeah. The industry is tough, I'm making out the new song. But patience is a weakness, that's why body is Peter Strong. The love grows though, amongst many things. The Twitter followers, the BBM and his pinks. Live shows, dog, VIP pass. Take it on, Jimmy.
I took time seeking love and all I could find is pain. But then we crossed eyes and I should have thought it came. You wasn't part of the touching, you wasn't on. Now I fall through the rain, now calling you's getting harder. It wasn't me, but the situation got real. And you were promised to him, so how the up was I supposed to feel? I tried hugging you, nah, I tried loving you. You kept pushing your way and your cries, I tried shrugging through. 10 ways to get rid of a man. Now I'm looking mad, stupid, trying to stick with the plan. I felt hurt, but mostly I felt betrayed. And then we crossed signs like the nigga playing charades. A damn you cold, but I could tell we were getting there. We dreaming ranches and kids, and now I'm letting fear get the best of me. I'm tired over treachery, but now I'm calling quits. See, baby, this is what's left of me.
Asking myself, Kore, Anna Boss, or Hip Hop, or we waiting, cause I hook up on the sepage. The company repeated, took a lot of demos, that's all Marley, nobody libits. Marahuna, Jively, Hippie, Lebona, Baba, Lutz, Maraha, Industry, Abatez. Yeah.
I'm thinking that we was hot. Over top of the dome, I'm thinking that we was stopped. And any point, they're listening. Do dog niggas from all points, they're glistening. Shine from his rappers, hard, a straight talk. So I'm giving the art. And they don't love me, so they see me, so I'm giving the art.
Why don't you drop an album, can you dima no emete? Maybe kahu easy, the politics, he did till it's on. The hater give up easy, le bona. Keep all the paid time in my script, that's my salary. I paint picture perfect. My album is my gallery. Shevata help us. Eric Batenesan. Knock knock industry. Open doors kapenesan. Mopemeka lyric in Twana Tala. It's about time. Your Roma on the surface. Twana Tala Sazotala. Jaka di bucket. The meeting Sazotala. Rubbing shoulders with VIPs. Jaka massage pala. Oop. I get talky switch. Just applaud. Felt like a light. The groupies be grouping around the sparks like the slide. Cheer. Mouch here. Like never before. Gunning for that guap. Starting over as the option kid. I'd rather same swap.
They see the truth, now they just wanna just flow. I'm seeing off of the top and they just wanna just grow. Look at me, Jimmy Big Body, the MC. I've been bodying the rest, the body next, please. Oh, look at me, nigga, head honcha rap. The head honcha seen how the head honcha clap. The straight the bars, I'm finicky with the raps. They can't even just sell me, so it's selling with the rap. I'm illy, don't look at me, fast off. Chase for me, Jimmy Wiz, Ambigram laced off. The bars, I'm taste dog, I'm straight dog. Look at me, face off. Brace palms, I lyrically niggas, I face y'all.
My beauty so white, while I'm a mission in tattoo of what's in my eyes. So read my vision, nigga, more payment. Put in the 16 in order, like a neighboring country, Baba Tore border. So, sorry, di khala CN, see me from a different eye. The difference between you and a different eye. Industry, a rap, a young leader. Passion only grows how we feed her. You looking at the leader. Oh, not the type of tell us about Hitler, but can you line in three stripes, check a leader.
Yeah. Yo, man, these cats. Yo, I see the fire. So, wow. Listen, let me tell you something. We've had some great artists here, some, you know, award winning artists. For some reason, what you guys are pulling off right now, you have to know this. You may have lost in this competition, but you're doing a lot better than a lot of guys who actually come here, who've got albums out.
Yeah.
The comfort, man. I'm picking it up already. Listen, we're coming back. I've got the brand new one from Saudi Soul. On the other side of that, we wrap up with these two cats, and we also have another guest joining us in the studio. It's WC Baby. Yeah.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
City's number one DJ is invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
Yeah, man, it's a brand new one from Saudi Soul. It's called Shake Your Bum Bang. In the studio, I still have Jimmy Wiz and Mopeme, who are about to leave us, paving way for yet another dope MC who'll be joining us in the studio. We're still hanging out with Junior as well. Junior, you good?
I'm good, man.
Okay, I think he's slightly better than he was earlier on.
Thanks to the show.
Listen, if there's anything you wish to say to these boys, I'm sure you've seen, you watched them on TV. Some of you are disgruntled because you felt like they're supposed to have stayed longer in the Vusu Hassel mansion. You can call us right now and talk to them. 0861-555-189. That's the number to call if you wish to speak to either Mopeme or Jimmy Wiz. 0861-555-189 is the number to call. Or you can just talk to us. You can either tag me on Twitter. My handle is O'Neill Africa. And yours is?
Kinna Mopeme.
Kinna Mopeme.
Jimmy Wiz Music.
Jimmy Wiz Music. That's on Twitter if you wish to say anything to them at all. Now, before you guys go, we have to do this. Now, I have to remove you from your comfort zone. Gina is going to play some sexy keys.
Wow.
You're going to tone it down. We're talking to women now.
All right, cool.
Okay.
After that, he must just play Hauser Reintroducer Dr. Malinga.
Yeah. It's going to be rough. Going to be rough.
From hip hop mellow to house.
Before I even interview Dr. Malinga, I'm going to interview his suit first. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to have 30 minutes just talking to his suit. Okay. You let us know. Are you happy with the melody, Gina?
Just play. Let me hear. Okay. No, keep on playing.
All right, so we're speaking to a lady this time around.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
All right, cool. Whenever you're ready.
This is going to be fun. Okay. She's a criminal, wanna white goods. Hakiti di wakai, mara chick wadi boos. Vele mona wamonas to mona fella matlong. She's an active virgin, so achiwiki di tong. Bona ki khanza kamusadi womanizer. The smile on my face, get to my khori realize khori. Wanna text me yare, mopeme upelong. Kare kaho morata kufitela kubo felong. Kuala this verse was just harder than ever. Kiputa otalo sajang adamole F. A couple made in heaven and grew up on earth. The only time we broke up was separation of birth. But I can hardly focus on the things that I do. When with you, I'm in love and I'm killing it through. When I just have the vision that we're taking it higher. A true match, we set this love on fire.
This dude was nice. I was supposed to come back after that. Yo, okay, hello, how you doing? That's her. Yo, give the God a chance, let's speak, baby. I'm just trying to find the words, the reason, but lately, you never see the truth. I'm trying to find what's you, I'm trying to find myself, but I'm climbing the zoo. I've been an animal, stripped inside a cage, but you my handler, stripped inside this page. And I write these words, but meddling with the story. I'm trying to tell them that anything wasn't corny with you. It's all snowflakes, winter lights, a new candle, but candlelight for dinner. stars, cosign, winner got the bars. I'm trying to tell you living isn't large but real. We could ride down coupes in the Escalade. Pretty much a princess, baby, so I better say. If I could escalate, ride down the scars. I'm trying to tell you that loving isn't right down my heart.
Ay! Andona, Tsundarishape Bargain.
When are we doing a collab?
Yeah. Straight after this.
Let's get into Stu.
Yeah.
Alright, before you guys even go, we've got somebody on the line who wishes to speak to, I suppose, the both of you guys. Bista Naja.
Nah, it's Bista Naja, it's Big Star Johnson.
Bista Johnson is his name. Yeah, what's good? Okay, you want to talk to these guys?
Yeah, I'm trying to holler at the boys, giving them props, you know? Jimmy, how you doing, son?
My God, how you doing, King?
Dog, I'm happy to hear you on the radio. You know, I heard those freestyles, they were sick.
Fire. Thank you, my king. How's the house? You good?
Dog, you know, we keep eating those nice KFCs. You know, it never ends. We're talking originated.
Elegated.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm perfect.
You good? How's the outside world, man? Ish.
Listen, Big Star Johnson, make sure you come through here once you're out the house, eh?
Nah, most definitely, man. I'll be there without it.
Good luck with everything, man.
Alright, thank you so much. Fellas, one time.
Much love.
Cool. Now, who do you guys miss the most?
Wow, who do I miss the most in the house?
Yeah.
Shabzy. I've actually got a bond with Shabzy.
Okay.
He's the one dude, like, when him and me sit, like, we have serious grown man conversations.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Any fights in the house?
No fights at all.
Nothing.
It was more than even friendship. It was, we formed the family.
Okay.
So when everybody leaves, it was just a sad story. I think it's one of the things that caught us mentally as well, you know.
Yeah.
When you're out there and trying to do your best, but you know that your fellow contestant flopped it up, you know.
Yeah.
So, emotions ran wild there.
All right. One word from each of you. Jimmy Wiz, if you were to talk to your fans who obviously felt you could have stayed longer or you could have won, a moment of truth, just 1 minute of just you talking to your fan, what would it sound like?
Honestly, don't despair. It's never the end of the road. I think this has opened up greater paths, and just keep following the God. I promise I'm going to always give you that fire that you always need. That much I can swear.
Mupemi.
Well,
you came out recently, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who are not happy with that.
Yeah.
What do you want to say to them from the bottom of your heart?
All I want to say is that, you know, if you're only a loser when you tell yourself that you've lost, you know. Even Jesus died and he came back, you know. So it's all good from my side, and I promise them nothing but good music. You know, I'll always be feeding them music, and I promise to hustle harder outside, because this is the real world, you know. So they can expect me to see me at shows, rather, you know, just giving it my all.
All right, guys, listen, good luck with everything.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
One request, that Malinga Joe, hurry to a sharper house.
Don't worry.
Give up the rhyme,
you want to rhyme over house?
Yeah.
This guy loves his stuff, huh?
Kuriki, flexibility, hurry.
I'll tell you what, in the interest of time, you can still wait around. While Dr. Malinga is on, I'm going to bring you on board.
Aye.
Is that cool?
That is
so you guys just wait for me outside there. Coming up, we've got, listen, I have to be honest about the next project. Rather, the next guest that we have. I had the pleasure of listening to this album when I got to work this morning. I listened to the entire album. I'm not sure how many songs it has. I didn't skip a single song. And I posted something on Facebook and I said, in the last 3 years, I haven't heard an equally as good hip-hop album from South Africa in the last 3 years. And I swear, and I'm talking to him on the other side of this, that's how I felt when I was listening to it. It's that good. That's coming up on the show now.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC, double OC.
It is my pleasure to welcome in the studio Fortune. On Twitter, he's Fortune Masina, and the album is called Album Rapper 2. Like I said, my whole morning was set because I listened to this album from one song to the very final, which is the 17th song, which is a bonus track, which is, it's got everybody as an MC in there. Now, first and foremost, you sort of broke the mold, because what we've seen lately is that a single comes out and then we hear of somebody's video also being on high rotation and whatnot. I got to know about you through your album. The album is already out. It's in my hand. And that's when I got to listen to it. I know you've been around the business forever. Let's just quickly talk about this album now, before we even go into your background. How long did you work on this album for?
Well, first of all, I just want to say good afternoon to the listeners out there. You didn't give me a chance, you know?
Okay, sorry. I'm overwhelmed by how great this album is.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I'm just so humbled by the reception. You know, I worked for about, on and off, for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
About 14 months, really. But it's on and off, you know. I'm almost 40 years old. I've got a family. I've got a 9-to-5. So, you know, there's a whole, my life is very demanding.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I work with so many people that we had to, you know, there'll be times I'll go a whole month without going into studio because a certain person I'm looking for is not available.
Yeah.
But I would say the whole of 2014 I was working on these, on this album.
And something that stood out immediately when I was going through the album sleeve, I noticed you featured the late Flabba.
Yes, sir.
You featured the late Mischief.
Yes, sir.
From Zimbabwe. Now, tell me about working with those guys.
Well, for me, I mean, it's a relationship that spans over 2 decades, you know. I've known these guys my whole entire life. And just to put it out there, I mean, this album was not it wasn't like an album where I either went searching for guys to, you know, and pleaded with them and pitched myself to come and feature on the album.
Yeah.
This is my hip-hop family. It's people that were hip-hop pioneers. We were there when it started.
Yeah.
I've said this before, like people who have won, who are doing mixtapes now. I was the first guy to do such an effort where, you know, my first album had 22 people. This one has 50. So it was the pioneering spirit, you know, it's the people that were there that were doing it for the love of it when there was no money, you know, people who became old school too early. That's how I like to put it, you know. So it's my hip hop family. So I'm into having worked with Flabba, somebody who was the first one to jump on my beats when I started making beats back then, who gave me the confidence to be a confident hip hop producer, and you know, not just a composer but a producer as well. It's somebody who co-signed me, who was always giving me his best. We've probably done like 20 songs with him, like over the years, And a lot of them, I was like, you know what? I'm letting you down with these whack beats, yo.
Yeah.
Like, use them somewhere else. So let's find somebody else to work with. And, you know, so for me, this is my family on record. Mischief, yeah. When he first got to Joburg, me and my family, Ramesh and Naked DJ, we were the ones to kind of welcome him, and he recorded his first demo at our studio in Hillbro, you know. So
when it did, was it Fashionable?
Yeah, he did Fashionable. Dude, I mean, that's, he was the first hip hop brand, you know. He was the first guy who was a rapper, who became a TV presenter, who became a radio personality. All this stuff, I mean, these are pioneers, you know. And I didn't have to stretch and pay them to be on the album. He was like, yo, it's passion, you know. So I'm really honored, and I'm happy to be blessed to have two angels on the other side, you know, looking down on us and pushing my project like this. You know, I'm feeling the love.
One thing that came through very strongly as well as I was listening to the album, it's very musical. It's a hip hop album. It's very musical. Tell me about the creative process that went into creating the music itself.
Well, it's also just experience, you know. Like, I've just grown a little bit older, you know. I'm 40 years old, and my music influences, I don't listen to a lot of rap music, like, because I'm molded, and I it's just a natural thing, you know. I was molded by the 90s sound, so that'll always be my sound.
Yeah, it comes through.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to do something that I want to hear when I switch on the radio. So it's not to say, you know, what everybody else is doing now isn't as musical, but it's just different.
Yeah.
But it's not me. So when I want to hear that stuff, or, you know, I buy the other guys and I listen to it when I'm driving home or whatever. But I wanted to do something which is me. My influence is rock, very strong on rock music. I listen to folk music a lot. My favorite artist is Damien Rice. Not a lot of people know him. I listen to the blues. I listen to the only thing I don't listen to is American gospel. I just can't get it. I'd rather listen to local gospel than that. But I listen to everything else. So I spend really little time listening to things that might affect my hip hop translation of me.
Okay.
You know, because we really do get influenced by what we constantly listening to. So that's what it's about, you know?
Now, 17 songs here. One of the songs that, which was interesting for me, it caught my attention, was I believe you featured Tiwe. We've had her here on the show. I'm trying to locate its title here. Blissful.
Blissful, yeah.
Sort of neo-soul.
Tell
me about what happens, like, when you're in the studio, how do you ensure that you sound the way you do and the music comes out sounding the way it does on this album?
You know, I just love people, and I think that's my thing. I love talking to people. That's what my energy is. It's not necessarily the music part. I think music is just a way to get somewhere, you know? So what I do is I like to touch people's emotions, and that's what I do. I never think I want to be musical. It's all about, does it feel right?
Yeah.
Does it feel right to me? Do I have a good chemistry with the person I'm working on? You know, and that's basically what it is. But that song particular, there's a guy called Lerato Finiza. He's a very close friend of mine, and I think I credited him as an associate producer on the album. He's a very creative guy, and he's a good mind.
Yeah.
You know, and he actually composed the beat, and he had this idea, and he played the song at the office I was working, and he said, listen to this beat, you know. And I listened to it, and the way he felt about this song, he was like, what is it saying to you? And I it sounded so innocent.
Yeah.
You know, it's such an innocent song. And he said, well, I've always dreamt of working with Tiwe, and I think Mfageda, you know, like, let's do something. And, you know, we actually, I was like, but I can do so much with this song, you know. And he was like, no, but this is what I'm feeling. And I believed in his passion, and I believed in that energy. I could feel it. And I wanted to actually capture that moment. I actually called T-Will right then and there, sent it via WhatsApp. she wrote something immediately, and that night we were in studio and we came out with the song. So that's basically what it is, you know. It's just allowing people to give you the best them without directing them too much.
Yeah.
I feel that when you let people be themselves, they'll give you the best, because sometimes my direction could be limiting to you.
Yeah.
So we feed off each other, but it's always a relation. It's a chemistry. Tiwe is not somebody I had worked with before. I've been a fan even before I met him. I knew of her, but and I would stalk her on YouTube and like everything that she was on, you know. And then I met her and we clicked. We played tennis together. She's terrible, by the way, you know. We played tennis together. We hang out. We have late night chats about music, you know, about whatever is frustrating her, what's going on. So we are friends, you know. She's a family friend. She knows my wife. She knows my kids. That's what it's about. So for me, the chemistry is more important than trying to put together some chords that make sense, because there's a lot of people who get music technically right and correct and it's spot on, but it's a science. And for me, the chemistry is more important. The emotion and the energy is more important. I listen to the song and I'm like, my goodness, if I had more time, I would have played like this. I would have retaken this take. I would not have chosen that take, but I had a budget. I had, you know, my wife is funding me to do this whole thing. It's borrowing money. We're dipping into our savings. The kids need my attention. Sometimes I'm like, okay, I know I could have had a better take, but this is me right now. It's what I can afford.
And it's what I can do.
And I feel that that's the energy that lives on. And I'm amazed at how people see beyond that. And it's like, they don't even pick that up. And I'm sitting there like, I could have phrased this better.
Yeah, I'm so alien about. Okay, now, you obviously come from... you've been around, you've seen the industry from infancy to now. What do you make of the industry today?
Well, you know,
the hip-hop industry.
Yeah, the sad part about it for me is that, you know, when you open doors, I expected to be at a certain level where people, you know, hip-hop is a very, it's a culture, you know what I'm saying? And it's a cool culture.
Yeah.
Commercials, brands, everybody uses the hip-hop persona to kind of sell their products because it is cool, you know? But we're not really eating from it as yet. There's a lot of people struggling, and for me, it's always like, wow, but, you know, they rapping like this and they talking about that, like they living their life, but it's not really real, which defeats the whole idea of what hip-hop is, because hip-hop is about you know. It's and rapping is, you need to reflect your environment,
storytelling,
you know. So for me, it's sad that we still don't own it as much as we should be. I mean, we've got things and technology that makes it easier for artists to actually own their music and make the most of it. But I think people are lazy. People are chasing that fame. People want that one song that's going to be a ringtone instead of thinking ahead, you know, and thinking, will this live forever? And I believe that, you know, what's sad is that even though some of them try to chase the quick buck, they change and then it doesn't work still.
Yeah.
You know, and I really believe that we need to educate ourselves. We need to own this talent. We need to own our own music, and we need to get rid of this thing where we're depending on people to make things happen for us, to put us on. Let me get so and so to feature on a track, and maybe you'll get some airplay on certain TV channels or whatever. We do not need anyone. We can do this ourselves. People must just stay true to themselves. That's it.
Straight up, man. We're hanging out with Fortune. Let's take something from album Rapper 2. We're taking... this is Choices. We'll talk about it on the other side of this.
Till I realized it's all just a game. I gave my fame up for love, he gave our love up for fame. Now I could sit your pointing fingers like your friends are to blame.
You never know what you might miss, and might be good for you. Oh boy, you know you something else. This one is called Choices. We're still hanging out with Fortune. So where's this album available?
The album is available at Musica, Top CD, Look and Listen, Music Moods.
Okay.
Hit me up on Facebook, on Twitter. Just ask me about it. If it's not in your, like, at your nearest record shop, I'll make sure that you kind of get it. You know what I mean? Like, I'll drive to you to bring it. You know what I mean? This is an album for people who are passionate about hip hop, and I'll do whatever it takes to get it to them. You know.
All right. Now coming up shortly, we'll be joined by the ever so entertaining Dr. Malinga, who will be joining us in the studio. But before we get to that, seeing as Fortune is from the old school, from the vinyl era, from the boom bap. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna pick his brain, but we're gonna do that through a freestyle.
Oh my goodness!
So
you can't let me freestyle after those guys came through. They're young, you know what I mean?
I know. They brought the heat, man. Dude. They brought the heat. Look, it doesn't matter. It could be adverse that's been sitting there somewhere collecting dust, and Junior is just gonna play some keys. And if you're feeling him, just give us some bars. Okay, cool. So remember, this is WOC and 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. You will be able to download the podcast to this show. Dr. Malinga is coming up next. All right, Fortune, let's go.
Okay. Damn. I'm just going to kick off the head, man.
Anyway, fine.
Yeah. Check it out. One time for your mind. Here we go. Yo. This is a test, they're asking me to freestyle. But I'm so old, man, I'm Daniel C now. I'm sitting here expected to spit flames. Yo, I'm so old, I can't remember my kids' names. So I'm just playing, having fun. But you know, when it comes to the freestyle, I'm number one. Ain't nobody that can touch me. I'm one of the sharpest. And when it comes to written, you know, I'm the smartest. Lot of MCs, they don't know how to do it. Me, I keep it real and proper to the music. Fortune, I feel it while they playing the keys. That's why when I'm out there, your girls wanna squeeze. They wanna hold me, touch me, kiss me. When I'm not texting, they call me up and say, Fortune, I miss you. Yo, I'm here. We don't O'Neal and behind the wheels, and you know how I do. I'm Fortune like the wheel on the reel. That's the deal, that's how I do it. Fortune on the microphone over instrumentals. Yo, Dr. Malinga's just walked in the place, and look at him now with a big smile on his face. He's wearing a pink suit and he's got shorts on, and you know he's about to go on and perform with the FOR, the TUNE. Who's the nicest MC between you and me?
Yes, you can we born on as a scholar, though. I can call out this little thing with a regular cash.
Shout out. Okay, I'm going to ask you to just stick around a little bit, Fortune. We're coming back with Dr. Malinga. Yes.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Dr. Malinga, featuring Mungu Afrika. Cleve Central, just come. Just
computer, computer. Hey, what a charger, Kalawa charge me. Hey, 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 hey,
what's up, what's up? As for the gas or bian Linda Garata, hold on the out. Hey, let's go to labor. Come on, Johnny.
Demo. He's performing in the studio.
Marababa. Cascano Samaya. Putain, papa.
Oh man, we've got the entertaining Dr. Malinga in the studio and he's been performing for us. It's pandemonium in here. Listen, man, you know your energy, Dr. Malinga. I don't even know why at times Eskom has problems with energy.
Oh,
like, why does Eskom have a problem? We can just take your energy and package it.
It's amazing.
Like, yo.
Wonderful.
No load shedding here. First and foremost, are you always dressed this way?
No. Okay. I'm from somewhere. I was shooting some TV show.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, Dr. Malinga, this brand new song, Oteng.
Yes.
What's happening with it? Where is it coming from? What's the album? Who produced it?
The producers is Mungu Africa, Bafana Bagamo Sosha Nguve. So we just came up with that concept. Let us do this something unique.
Yeah.
And then we hooked up that song because of originally the song Papa Uteng is from Stromae.
Yes.
Stromae is from
isn't it France?
Belgium or something.
Yeah, I think
so.
Yeah.
He's saying, where are you, Papa? Papa Uteng, whatever.
Okay.
And then I heard him somehow, Papa Uteng.
Okay.
Because in my language, Papa yeah. Uteng. So I just said, okay. Let me add some lyrics because of what I did. I took the chorus only, and then the rest bowling come out. So I was getting no more. Come on, Belgium, and come out.
Now, I honestly have to talk about your outfit. Like, do you design your own clothes?
Yes, I design my own thing because of I have to be comfortable in what I'm wearing. So
okay.
That means I'm telling my uncle that, I want something like this. And then there is another guy from Val. He's doing also the suit is a Dr. Malinga. So it's me because of I'm wearing these things. It's like I'm risking.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, people are so normal that they want you to wear a black suit.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we are normal. So you won't trend.
Yeah.
But when I'm wearing this one, Transiter, rank number one.
Now we are a live performance show. That's why
I'm
not let Rayo.
Yes.
Somebody told me you come from a gospel background.
Gospel house, Afro jazz and Afro pop. Guess what?
Yeah.
When I see a keyboard like this, I know that I'm not an auto-tune artist.
Yes, sir.
So I can sing live.
I want you to show us and our listeners that when. You're not an auto-tune singer.
No, I'm not.
All right, so Junior, do you have something for us?
Even this one, I can go in.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't have to play a Vulegila Masango so I can fit. What a judge! I'm gonna keep freestyle.
Okay.
Yeah, can I stand up?
Yes, sir.
Stand up. Yeah. Can I take out my jacket? Yes, let's go.
Gamalami, Dr. Malinga, Pumako Nangalina, Etswani. Kule kanzima bekunzima empilweni yami ngilala ngingadlile ekhaya ngaphusha ndoda kujingfike la ngikhona nawe ungaphusha ndoda ufike la ngikhona bekunzima bekukhuphukela bekunzima bekukhuphukela kodwa uNkulunkulu wami hlala ngibhekile ngiyabonga Nkosi ngiyabonga izibusiso zakho ngiyabonga noma kwehlela kwenyuka ndonjanjasa uJesu uzohlale nawe njalo ngeke akulahle kumbula kumbula shh kumbula dala bing promoter I'm a finisher get on my mind get on my mind get on my seat trouble man kuphela namhlanje ngikhona la on the bigger stage bayangithanda abantu ngibe yimi kajayiva ngendlela ngijayiva ngayo kodwa abaludala bebathi hey wena ujayiva njani uyahlaba ngijangihlangi hey kuhlanya nina cause you can't see when the good thing is happening ngiyadlala I'm too normal mina ngiyabnormal and abantu bathanda izinto zi abnormal
Nice one, man. Dr. Malinga energizing us in the studio. We're still hanging out with Fortune as well. What do you think of him?
Dude, like, you know, I love people like that. I like what you say, man. If you're going to be normal, yeah. Just blend in.
Yeah.
You might as well just do your own thing.
Normal is already taken.
Exactly. Yes. And eventually.
And it's famous. Normal is famous.
Yeah. Eventually it works out. People catch on to you.
Yes.
You are way ahead of him.
I think the one thing that I pick up from you, listen, you are a singer.
Thank
and
you,
that sir. Is something you want people to know, that you're not a fly by night and you do not use auto-tune.
No, I don't.
That's you, and you're a performer.
Wow. Yes. Entertainer, in short. You know, people like Dr. Malinga were born to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it for the sake of family, but traditionally. No,
yeah.
But what Georgia?
Yeah.
Microphone, please. One, two. Check so, one.
Why? Listen, please tell me people have approached you for your own reality show.
They have, but I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Why?
Because it was so fake.
Okay.
I want the real things.
Okay.
If I have to not sleep at home that day, and then they will follow me wherever I'm going, they have to go with me. So I don't want the script writer.
Okay,
I want the
okay.
real thing. Because that's why it comes to a point whereby Dr. Malinga must do it himself. Because I know myself better than
yeah,
anyone.
Maybe get a camera crew and then have them do. Because I think people like you need to be documented.
That's true.
And we would love to sit at home and watch you.
What a judge. And guess what? You'll relate to
yes.
me. You'll relate to my struggle. Because of it's a reality thing. We're not maybe polishing it.
Yeah.
We will do it the way you know it at home. Because of if you know that pap is you can cook pap ka water,
yeah,
and then those guys lababati or come let's do this documentary, they will say okay arre papa ka juice this time, no, of which you know that is not true, you
yes,
understand
sir.
So
yes,
they're
sir.
Misleading you. So Dr. Malinga is a storyteller. My life only is a storyteller.
Okay, now Dr. Malinga, how is the music business?
The music business, I can say, is good when you are good.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay, so when you're good, the music is good. The music business is good.
Guess what? People can sometimes want to take you down, but there are four of them. And then the masses of the people, let's say 56 million, screaming your name, say, oh, we love that guy, wow. So that means
God sent those masses to protect you from those little Satan and demons.
Yes, sir.
People, yeah, those people that will say, Dr. Malinga, you can't dance like that behind the scene.
Yeah.
Because of the, maybe let's say you are signed to some company.
Yeah.
I'm signed to Kalawa Jasmine. So I told them that I dance like this and then you can't change me. And then Oskido said, we are not here to change you. Be yourself and perform. And guess what? I perform. Then I always, when I'm somewhere, I'm trending because of people can relate to what I'm doing. When I pass towards the mall, you can see Urawa. Kinda tumo wane wa short. What a judge.
Yes, sir. Now, is Dr. Malinga a family man?
A family man. I have my wife, Buitumelo Musupia.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from the stepe. Because I'm from the poor background. Even though some people, they will say, Dr. Malinga, you're still living at your mother's house. They don't know that they were never a house there. I wanted to build that house first.
Yes.
Because of I'm living my life, not somebody's life.
Yeah,
no. I built that house and then I went to my grandmother. Because of I know my background.
Yeah.
I went to my grandmother's place, then I built the house for my grandmother. So it's two houses that I've built. And like it's three because of there is a stand in front of my mother's house.
Yeah.
So that was thinking, bo rentenyana bala konopatela di groza.
Yes,
Askar malinga kokai.
Yes.
So I build rooms there so people can hire bargain and then support the family. Something like that. I'm a simple guy. I'm not under pressure. I'm not a celebrity. I'm an entertainer. I entertain people.
Nice.
Do you understand? My fame will never pay bills. That's why when I'm on stage, I perform like I'm proving myself.
Yes.
Every time.
And you do that and all the time.
Every time. You will never say, oh, today Dr. Malinga was pop.
Mm.
Something like that. Because of every time, I love that thing. Even if I'll be sick that day, but when I go on to stage, you'll say this guy was lying to us. Why this guy took us to a doctor and awalwal? No, it's because of I'm very very spiritual when it comes to performance. You can see that I'm not proving myself too much. I'm just doing what I like, and then people easily accept me. Something like that.
Wow, I think very sobering thoughts. And look, we know you as an entertainer, and from a distance, when I walk in the room and there's 1,000 people, I already know that you are the entertainer among all those people. And I think that is something that is important. Now, let's talk about music now. Your music.
Yes.
Are you working on anything at the moment?
Guess what? I'm also sad, you know, but not that sad. Because of my album Can't Reach Gold. And you know why?
Why?
I have lied to people many times.
What do you mean you lied to people? What do you say?
You know what I said? But it was a lie from somewhere.
Okay.
You know, they will tell them that the album is coming out. You know, Dr. Malinga, tell them June is coming out. Yes, the guy said the album is coming out June. July is my birthday. What?
Yeah.
And then again, September, guys, now is coming out. So people, they don't know if Dr. Malinga have an album. And I have an album, the massive album that I have, featuring those songs, Babo Tandaza.
Yes,
and
sir.
Then Uteng and many songs, Living Your Life by Stimela, remix the song. But people, they don't know that Dr. Malinga have an album. That's something that is setting me up. So, but next year, for sure, I will release another album.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm sure.
And then I want to release double album, double CD, Afro pop and Afro jazz, and then also house music. Yes.
Okay, now we're going to have a big closing.
Yes.
Look, we can't have an amazing keyboard player like Junior and not utilize him and have talent such as yourself.
Thank you.
Fortune is still here. We're going to have the guys from Vuzu Hustle joining us because we're going to have a grand closing.
Oh,
We're gonna freestyle. We're gonna go out in style.
Yes.
All right, Duncan. Are you happy? Are you? Yeah. Are you wet?
Yeah.
It's not raining out there though. Why are you wet, Duncan?
Yes.
Okay. Joining us now is Jimmy Wiz, whom. Let me explain something. These guys had an interview with us early on.
I heard them.
They said
good.
They wanted to wait for you.
Oh.
When other artists want to wait and hang out with you, there's nothing greater than that, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm honored. Eh?
Okay, now, so in terms of people you would like to work with, I mean, we see you as this larger than life personality. Is there anybody that you want to work with as Dr. Malinga?
Ash, indaba, you know, to say that thing because of you can say you want to work with someone, but these other people, other legends, they are so big-headed.
Okay. Hey, thank you, man. Yo.
Yeah, I finally agree. Speak.
Yeah, they I have agree. Got,
they, he's never spoken in 10 years. This is the first time, literally, Gina has spoken.
So we love them, but they are so big-headed. They think that we can't do these things. But guess what? Every time we are on the street, they are somewhere saying that we are legends. We are in a dark place. Mm. But we want to work with them. We love them. We respect them because of they paved the way.
Yeah.
But sometimes they become big-headed and then they undermine us. Do you understand? Mm. So that's why I get our batar grakopil. Do you understand? Batar grakopil. Because of refugee level, Kaborona, we are blessed. Do you understand? So they will, it's either they will say no to a blessing or they will agree to work with the blessing. So anyone want to work with Dr. Malinga, they can come. And then guess what? I'm also a jolly person.
Yeah.
You'll feel good hour. This guy was waiting for me to work with me. Something like that. Mr. Ray Peary gave me the song, Go On Living Your Life.
Yeah.
I was so happy because of that guy.
What a song, man. What a song.
Track number 6 on the album.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's very nice. So I'm also running my company, Lingus Entertainment. Also signed Royal Swerve, Mr. Style, Luke Walihipi, Josta. I'm fighting, but you know, some other radio stations will never play you, Wabona. But you don't know them. We know. That's why you must play them so that you can know them.
So we're going to make music now. Once again, I'll remind you, we've got Jimmy Wiz, we've got Fortune, and we've got Junior on keys, and we've got Dr. Malinga.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I'm going to come up with a word, and we're going to create music out of it.
Okay. Ah, nice one. Hey. Need the art of you. Baba nga badi ko
niti. I should have left.
Ah, no. Me, I want to be here.
Okay, fine. Look, we're going to keep it simple. Don't you say I'm going to say cream? No, cream. You're disgusting.
Ah, cream.
And I know you don't want cream.
Cream or a woman.
What kind of cream do you want?
Cream, no touch and mouth.
All right, let's, woman.
Woman. Ah, oh, nice one. I love women. Let's go.
So, woman. But we have to decide on the music that is played by Junior. If we're happy with it, then we start building from there. Right? If you're happy with the progression, please let us know. Remember, this is unrehearsed. They've never done this before. And we're doing it for the first time with these artists in the studio.
1 for 5. What is yours?
Let's have the hook there, Dr. Malinga. You do the hook. Set the tone. Come on, yo. Set the tone. Come on, Dr. Malinga.
The progression.
Hey. Sari wama konte. Msari wa sipiti, msari wale rato Buitu melo waka, unketa kibehe. Every time I go born out limo, basta poka wemisa.
What is that?
Yeah, check it out one time. Yo, I see a lady and you know I gotta stop her. Because there's nothing in the world that's hotter. She kinda nice and I'm looking at her beauty. She turned around and I'm looking at her booty. So I'm like, yo, I really need a singer to help me out. And there's Dr. Malinga sitting on my left. And you know I gotta take it there. And you know these girls ain't no play fair. So I'm looking at my boy next to me. I'm like, that girl, she's giving me ecstasy. What I do, how do I step up and get a number? But F that, in fact, yo, I'm trying to get her to slam. Yo,
we too mellow.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, check it out.
Too mellow.
Yes,
I'm sorry. Too mellow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Beautiful woman that I love. Beautiful woman, fly like a dove. The beauty inside her eyes is sliding so fly. Trying to be me, so baby, so ask why.
Why
I love you. Why I need you?
Why
I need you to be you? I need
why,
you. Fly like everything that you need to be.
Yeah.
And every time, baby, that
every
you
time,
see me.
Yeah.
Flying like we need to be. Flying a hot. Flying a kite like we flying a dove.
Yeah.
I love your skin tone.
Skin tone,
girl, I love your ringtones.
Yeah.
When you're crying that dream.
Hola, bien, hola, bien,
I'm hola, crying
bien,
at me.
Hola, my night.
Oh, nice one, man. Nice one. Ijiruiz. Thanks a lot for chipping in. Let me let you go, my brother. Thank you very much, Fortune. Good luck with the album. So we'll follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And we'll share that information, yes, about where they can find the album.
Yeah, at Fortune Masina on both Instagram and Twitter. Fortune, yes, Masina Album Rapper album page at Album Rapper on Twitter.
Okay, cool.
If you want the album, I'll get it to you.
Dope stuff. Big up yourself, man. Dr. Malinga.
At Dr. Malinga, Twitter, and then at Dr. Malinga Instagram, and then Dr. Malinga's fan on Facebook, and then also Dr. Malinga on the IG.
Okay. Do you have any message for your fans?
Yes.
They're going crazy right now on the timeline, by the way.
Guys, you can be whatever you want to be. You have supported us. We are also supporting you spiritually. So never lose hope. You can go there and fetch that career of yours or whatever. So follow your dreams. Simple as that. What judge can't tell you, and we are nothing. So keep on supporting us. We are doing a good thing, Anger. Yeah.
I don't know how he does it. Jimmy Wiz, thanks a lot, man. We chatted earlier on. Thanks a lot, my brother. We'll catch you on social media as well. No Junior. Doubt.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Junior.
He's talented, isn't he?
He's very, very talented, Jim.
Amazing. Thanks, yeah, straight. Guys, it's been great. We're playing out with Tandaza.
Hallelujah.
That's the song we're playing out with. Thank you all for listening. I see all of you. Tato Rams, I see you. Poppy Love, I see you. Tebza Baby, I see you. Jordan, I see you as well on Twitter. Everybody, thank you very much. And a big shout out going out to my producer Kat and Duncan and Sibongile as well. Thank you guys. We're out of here. We're back again next week. Outta.
It's invading your eardrums.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
This is CliffCentral.com.